It's 16 minutes after the hour with Tom and Laura. Lubbock's First News. Laura, we have some interesting guests in the house this morning.
Yes, we do. It's been Thanks kind for of coming in, you guys.
All right. Okay, go ahead and introduce yourself. We have...
Debbie Ford.
Okay, a little bit louder.
Debbie Ford.
One a little bit louder now.
Debbie Ford.
There we go. Now we got you mic'd. All right.
Pam Smith.
Okay.
Brandon Smith.
Okay. This is interesting. These people are all involved with the Simpson Inn in the thriving metropolis of Seagraves, Texas. Now, I know what you're saying. I know what you're thinking. You're going, if you're in Lubbock, and you're a Lubbock, because people stay in their own little areas, you know? They don't venture out. They stay there. You know, I lived in a big city. I lived in the city of St. Louis and, you know, Houston proper in the suburbs. And, you know, you just kind of stay in your own area. But anyway, we're going to give you some several reasons to get out of your routine and off the beaten path and go to Seagraves, Texas. One of those is the Simpson Inn, Laura. This is a bed and breakfast restaurant/bar in Seagraves, Texas, and you can look it up at thesimpsonin.com. Okay, Debbie, tell us about the Simpson Inn historically. This building is more than the hotel's more than 100 years old?
In 3 years, it'll be 100 years old.
Okay. Close enough to 100 to say it's 100.
We'll take credit.
Okay. Anyway, so tell us about the Simpson Inn and you know what the attraction is. It's not just in a building that is almost 100 years old. It's actually been maintained, furnished, decked out.
Well, I can give Pam credit for the remodeling because you feel like you've stepped back in time when you walk into our building. And a friend of mine here in Lubbock, Deanna Rivas, she's got a granddaughter that when she walked in, she's 6 years old, she stopped and froze and looked at everything and went, "A queen lives here." I mean, just the atmosphere when you walk in, you feel like you're stepping back in time.
Nice. Okay, how long did it take you to, put the hotel or the Simpson Inn together as it is intact right now?
Well, it's actually been worked on by several different people through the years. I believe in 1998, it was remodeled as the Cherry Blossom. And we've been there since about 2002. We originally had a medical clinic, and then we closed that in 2008, I believe, and continued to work on it since that time, redoing it and trying to give it the care it needs, being a 100-year-old building.
So, if somebody wants to come, spend the night, spend the weekend, What do they do when they go to Seagraves? Because I know there's several different things that you can do. Like you guys have a great museum, and
we have a good museum that's wonderful. We also have the Gaines County Golf Course, which is supposedly one of the best ones around. It's about 8 miles from us. There's a lot of relaxation, calmness, peacefulness. There's no traffic. We have everything you would need right there. The food, the beer, the wine, the relaxation. There's the casino in Hobbs is, I think, about an hour away, maybe. But mostly people that come say they just have not felt that relaxed in such a long time. It's just a good place to come relax, get a good night's sleep, and enjoy the peacefulness.
Nice.
And I can tell you one last week that is, he owns a company there in town. He said he travels and sleeps all over the place, and this is the first place he's come and slept the night. And he said, "I just love how you spoil us. I love how you treat us like family, and you don't even know us. And we're really good at spoiling, no matter." I mean, Pam said it's got the wine and the beer we do, but Brandon is superb at a cream soda from scratch.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it is amazing.
Who would have thunk? I mean, all right. Now, if you got to see Brandon. I mean, he looks like kind of like the original brawny guy.
Tom Selleck.
Yeah. Anyway, get closer to the microphone. And this is, okay, we got to hear about the cream soda thing, here in just a little bit. I'm interested. But one of the interesting things about the Simpson Inn is they have like a bar area where they serve craft beers. And like I was telling Laura earlier, it's not like K-R-A-F-T. It's not that kind of craft.
Yeah. What exactly is a craft beer?
Well, craft beer, if you can think of like microbrews, if you've ever heard that term, it's a beer that's produced on a much smaller scale, and it's typically has more flavor than what you would find in your mass-produced American lagers these days. So.
Okay, so what are some of the beers that you guys feature there? Don't you have something that's like unique to the area, and
yes.
Nobody else has it but you guys?
Yes, absolutely. We serve traditional cask ale pulled from an Ingram beer engine that actually was imported from England. You can't find it in West Texas at this point. I hear Amarillo is going to be getting it pretty soon through my distributor, but we're the first people in West Texas to actually have cask ale. You can find it in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and even Austin.
Okay, now, I'm intrigued, Laura. I'll just tell you straight up. I mean, I am not a beer drinker. I'm not a drinker, period. I'm diabetic. So, but what is a beer engine?
Okay. Beer engine is basically a pump, a cask. Before they would have beer engines, it would probably be gravity-fed with a little spigot.
When you say casks, does this look like something that's floating around on a pirate ship? Arr, and it's like a big wooden barrel? Is that what it is?
You can think of it as a wooden barrel, but now they're made of stainless.
Oh, okay.
Still. But it's the same concept. They're naturally carbonated, so it lends it a little bit of a softer mouthfeel, softer carbonation. Not as spritzy as most beers. So it comes out creamy.
He's using a lot of big words here.
And I can tell you this, we have free samples.
Really?
Yeah, oh. Absolutely.
How many free samples do you offer, Brandon?
As many as you want.
Yeah, but how many styles? How many?
We have the cask, and then we've got five other beers on draft, too.
What if I'm not a beer drinker?
Well, we have the cream soda. And we also have
wine.
We have an excellent wine list, too.
We've had a lot of compliments on our wine.
Okay, now, this is what I don't get. I mean, here we are in Seagraves, Texas. What are you guys, an hour and 15 away?
We're about an hour.
From Lubbock. Okay, how did you get, I mean, how did this all come about? I mean, did you just wake up one day and say, I'm going to serve cask ale in this building?
Yeah, I always thought it would kind of be a neat thing to do there at the hotel, but Seagraves wasn't actually wet until, what was it, about a year and a half ago. So... yeah, once cigarettes went wet, we decided, yeah.
How long have you been doing this? I mean, as far as personally, how long have you been into this?
I've been into craft beer for probably 7-8 years, and I've actually been a home brewer for 6 years, or make my own beer at my own house.
Do you still brew your own at home?
Absolutely.
I remember down in the Depot District, years and years ago, there used to be a place called Lubbock Home Brew.
Right.
And you go in there and you buy a 5-gallon bucket, and they, give you the hops and all the stuff that you need to brew your own. And, is it a little more sophisticated than that now?
Yeah. I'm sure the processes probably haven't changed much, but there's different ways of doing it. You can keep it simple with all extract, where you don't have to do any malting or mashing with the mash tun or anything like that, where you can do all grain, where you actually take a mash tun and convert your starches and do it completely from scratch. So,
did you have a chemistry set when you were a kid?
No, but I do have a biochemistry degree.
Oh, nice.
Going back to the wine list, are you serving West Texas wines?
We have a good selection of wines from different places. We did try to focus on some of the wineries that are more like the craft beer, where they do more that the work themselves instead of mass producing it. And so,
cool.
So we have wines from, we've got them from just a lot of
all
places,
over the world.
Spain, France, California.
Good.
We do have some from Yana Estacada, I think.
Good selection.
And we also have some very good food on our menu, too.
Yeah?
We have a Monte Cristo sandwich that's proven to be very, very well liked. And those are kind of rare these days from what I hear.
And I haven't seen a Monte Cristo on a menu in a long time.
Isn't that one of those sandwiches that's kind of put on a like French toast with sugar
deep
on it?
Deep fried, yes.
Oh, yeah. They're so good. They used to have them at the Depot restaurant, remember, where Buddy Holly Center is now? Remember that restaurant? So now you said that you have had visitors to the inn from all over the world. Tell us about that.
Yes, we have. We've had people stop by from Spain, Netherlands, England. So where are some of the other places?
Holland.
How in the world do they find you?
Well, I guess they just find us on the internet now. Well, some of them have been. They plan out their vacation, and for whatever reason, they're coming through our area, and they just plan on stopping and staying the night there. And
then they come back. We even have people that book a year in advance.
Really?
They're that impressed, yes.
Nice. If somebody wanted to come out for the weekend, I mean, are you guys typically busy, sold out, or are you, I mean, it's just steady trickle or what?
It's getting better. I'm telling you, I repeat, in the last 4 weeks, you know, before that it was, you know, one or two. But in the last 4 weeks, we might have one free room. So I would highly recommend calling in advance.
Last night we had one free room, and we only have six rooms. So, and you can see all of those on our website, some very good pictures of the rooms. And if you're ever in the area, we'd be glad to give you a tour of the facility. And our restaurant and ale house, our hours are from 4 p.m. to 9. On the weekends, we're open till 10. But we make that available for our hotel guests at their convenient. I mean, we're conveniently open for them whenever they would like to be served.
Okay, so those are just, you're open to the public hours.
Yes, that is.
Okay, I get it.
And if you're like me, not good at memorizing websites, go to Facebook and do the Simpson Inn and Seagraves, and you'll find us on Facebook.
Yeah, that's SIMPSON, The Simpson Inn, .com. And check that out. That's the website and the Facebook page. Man, that's interesting stuff. Okay, hey, real quick, give me how do you make homemade cream soda?
Well, it's actually pretty simple. It's pretty much just sugar and vanilla.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just put some vanilla on the sugar and poof, there you have it. How do you carbonate it and all that?
It's pressurized with a CO2 tank in a soda keg.
Wow, you want to taste a cream soda from scratch, made by the brawny guy, Brandon Smith, over at the Simpson Inn. Check it out, Seagraves, Texas, 302 Main Avenue, 387-3673, 806-387-3673. Thanks, guys, for being here with us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Hey, our phones aren't working today, but, you know, we do have some room nights that we're going to be giving away at Simpson Inn, so you guys stay tuned for that. We're going to be doing that for the next 10 or 12 weeks. Chad Hastie's coming up next. It's 8:29. Tom and Laura, see you tomorrow to start the weekend off on Friday. Bye.